الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لا سيد الدروس الشريف، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great ni'mah and blessing that we have been sent in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Iman, this is the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And as we all know, that this month that we are in is Rabi'ul Awwal, the month wherein our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. So today we would like to speak and try to mention some of the points from the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aaj چونکہ ربیع الاول کا مہینہ بھی ہے، اس لیے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت پر کچھ بیان ہو جائے. اور حقیقت یہ ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو بیان کرنا یہ ہمارے بس کی بات ہے ہی نہیں. بڑے بڑے لوگ گزرے ہیں جنہوں نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو بیان کرنا شروع کیا، لکھنا شروع کیا، ورق ختم ہو گئے، صفحوں کے صفحے ختم ہو گئے، لیکن پھر اخیر میں جا کر انہوں نے بھی یہ اقرار کیا کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو بیان کرنا یہ ہمارے بس کی بات نہیں. جس طرح سمندر کی گہرائی کو ناپا نہیں جا سکتا، یو نو لائک دا ڈیپتھ آف دی اوشن کین ناٹ بی میجرڈ، ان اے سیم وے دا لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، we cannot fulfill the right of discussing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the honor and the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that someone like me, a student like me, is sitting here and trying to mention the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there was a famous poet, he used to say this poetry. He used to say that even if my tongue was to be washed 1,000 times, even if my tongue was to be washed 1,000 times before uttering the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even then my tongue is so filthy that it cannot utter the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's just the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are seated here today and trying to mention the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and why, so that we can follow it. It's not just that we listen to it, I say it and that's it, no. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there to bring it in our lives. We have to follow it. The ayah that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed for you in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect example. Perfect example. You know, today unfortunately we take the role models whom we should not be taking the role models as. We take the football player, the sport players, or we take others to be our role model. We look up at them. But no, for as a Muslim, our role model should be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our role model. He is the perfect example that we should be following. How he lived his life, how he dealt with the people, how he dealt with those who were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were trying to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did he deal with them? You'll find this in Seerah, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, all of us seated here today, in fact, all the Muslims, what's our objective? What's the purpose? Hamara maqsad kya hai? Ki Allah humse razi ho jaye. Yeh hamara maqsad hai na? Hum sab ka maqsad kya hai? Ki Allah humse razi ho jaye. That's our purpose. The purpose of all the Muslims of the world is that Allah is happy with us. Allah be pleased with us. On the day of Qiyamah, when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tell us that, yes, I am happy with you, you go Jannah. That's our purpose. That's the maqsad. Now there is a poet, he used to say, that how can we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, the mashayikh, the scholars, the ulama are of the opinion that the shortest and the easiest route leading to the proximity and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. If a person wants to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has to walk on the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has to look for the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he lived his life, that's how I should be living my life. And then if a person wants to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, as I just mentioned, that this is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has sent us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of the nation. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all the humans and best of all the prophets. Imamul Anbiya, he was the leader of all the prophets. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka laqab? Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka laqab? Tu hai jab khairul bashar khairul anam khairul rusul. How can your ummah not be the best of the ummah? When you are the best of all the humans and the best of all the humans and the best of all the prophets. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all the humans, this ummah is the best of all the ummahs, all the nations that came before. So that's why the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi is not possible for a student like me that can discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lafz bebas hai, zubaan hai ma'azur. Lafz bebas hai, زبان ہے معذور مجھ سے ذکر رسول کیا ہوگا. How can we discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these filthy tongue? You know, Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi, a well known poet, he used to say, Iqbal میں کس منہ سے کروں مدح محمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqbal میں کس منہ سے کروں مدح محمد, زبان بہت چھوٹی ہیں اور بات بہت بڑی ہے. How can I discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His personality is so high that we cannot even think about discussing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such and is such that it has been praised by all the angels. تمام فرشتوں نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعریف اور مدح بیان کی ہے. The being of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is such that it has been praised by all the prophets. The being of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is such that it has been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just imagine, how can we discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we are just trying to mention some of the points from the life and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even them, they were not able to fulfill the right of discussing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even they could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they can't fulfill the right of discussing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, you might have heard the name of the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Shair Rasul. He was the poet. He used to sing the poetry and ash'ar in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So do you know once what he used to say? He said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Hassan bin Thabit used to say, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي, that my eyes has not seen anyone who is more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, my eyes has not seen anyone who is more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, when he finished this sentence, he thought that it could be that there is someone who is more handsome, but I have not seen him. There is still a possibility that there is someone who was more handsome, but I have not seen him. So then the second statement that he said was, وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. If someone gets in doubt that there could be someone who is more handsome, then he said the second statement, وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ, that no mother has given birth to any child who is more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ وَجْهًا. He was the most beautiful. Not just beautiful, he was the most handsome. كان Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَشْجَعَ النَّاسِ. Not just brave, he was the most brave. كان Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَتْقَ النَّاسِ. You know the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had the highest level of taqwa. كان Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَعْلَمَ النَّاسِ. He was the most knowledgeable person. Not just a knowledge, not just an alim, but the most knowledgeable. أعلم الناس. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous person. Not just generous, but the most generous. سب سے زیادہ سخی آپ صلى الله عليه وسلم کی ذات گرامی ہیں. You know, once حضرت عائشہ رضي الله تعالى عنها, she says that, do you know, there are two suns. One is the sun that we see in the heavens. And she used to say that there is another son, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would say that لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْ آفَاقِ شَمْسِ فَالشَّمْسِ خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. That we have got two sons. One is the sun that we see in the sky, we see in the heavens. And the other son is the Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason she mentioned was that, do you know, the sun in the heavens, it enlightens the world after Subh Sadiq. You know, when it's morning time, Subh Sadiq, when there is a light already and the sun rises and it enlightens the world. So it was already light before, but the sun rises and it enlightens the world. So it's not that kamal, it's not so great thing, because there was already light and the sun rises up and it enlightens the world. But the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that it enlightened the world after it was pitch dark, after Isha Salah. Do you know, there is one hadith that one of Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enters the house in a state that she had lost a needle and she is looking for the needle. Sui gum gayi, or sui ko talash kar rahi hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered the house, It was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he would enter the house, he would say, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," and he would give a smile. That was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as soon as he entered the house, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he smiled, the nur from his Mubarak teeth would enlighten the whole room that Ummahatul Mu'mineen, she was able to find the needle that she was looking for. So this was the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would have a towel. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a towel which he used to keep it with him. And when it would get dirty, he would not wash the towel. In fact, he would throw it in a tannur. Some of you might know what is tannur. Tannur is a type like oven, where you put roti inside and you cook roti as well. So it's burning inside, so it's called tannur. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the towel that he had, when that towel would get dirty, he would throw that towel in that tannur so that the fire of that tannur would eat away the dirt from that towel, and the towel would become clean. But it would not get burnt. It would not get burnt. The towel would not get burnt in that tannur. Now the people who looked at this, they asked this question. They were quite shocked that why is it that the fire not burning the towel? So they asked Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said the reason. The reason is, he said that once I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after performing wudu, he was coming out, so I was waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I gave this towel to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wiped himself with this towel. Now he says, because of that barakah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that day onwards, fire does not touch this towel. Now do you know, this is the incident that took place. Now from this, the ulama, the scholars, they explain that, do you know the towel that connects itself with the water that was connecting to the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot get burnt? How can that Muslim burn in the fire of hell who connects himself with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So do you know the seerah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just so that we say it, we listen to it. No, it's there to bring it in our lives. We have to bring these sunnats in our life. We have to bring the life and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. You know, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, one day he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا, that through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me go everywhere in the world. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was such an angel that he had seen all the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had went to all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that after looking all of this, he said that I have come to a conclusion. لَمْ أَرَ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I haven't seen anyone who is more afdal and more virtuous than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So do you know this life of Rasulullah, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be honest, this seerah, it's there for us to bring it in our life. We should follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how would we follow the footsteps? Firstly, we need to learn the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn how he lived his life. You know, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki seerah, ye humare liye aasman ki tarah hai. Aasman ki tarah. Kya matlab? Jis tarah aasman ko agar hum dekhna chahe, to dekh sakte hain. آپ چاہے شہر میں ہو یا دیہات میں ہو آپ کو آسمان نظر آ جائے گا. آپ امیر ہو یا غریب ہو آپ کو آسمان نظر آ جائے گا. یہ نہیں ہے کہ صرف امیر لوگ یا غریب لوگ صرف آسمان کو دیکھ سکتے, نہیں. اینی ون کین سی دا اسکائی. سو ان اے سیم وے دا لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از فار ایوری ون. چاہے بچپن کی زندگی کو معلوم کرنا ہو تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو دیکھ لو. جوانی معلوم کرنی ہو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو دیکھ لو. بڑھاپا معلوم کرنا ہو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت کو دیکھ لو. اس دیواجی زندگی معلوم کرنی ہو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی کو دیکھ لو. انفرادی زندگی معلوم کرنی ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی کو دیکھ لے. سیاست کو معلوم کرنا ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی کو دیکھ لے. آپ کو ہر شعبے کے اندر رہنمائی مل جائے گی. Do you know the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I would just like to end on one incident. Do you know when the Makkah was conquered, Fath Makkah took place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now remember, the people of Makkah were the same people who caused lots and lots of troubles and difficulties to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They caused lots of pain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know when he was entering Makkah as a conqueror? Makkah ko jab fatah, jab Makkah fatah hua, fath Makkah hua, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jab Makkah mukarrama ke andar dakhil ho rahe hain, to aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne logo se pucha, ya ma'ashara Quraysh, ma'adha tadhunnuna anni fa'ilun bikum? The O people of Makkah, what do you think I will do with you? What do you think I will do with you? Remember, these are the same people who are causing harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They killed many of his companions. They killed many of the closed ones of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have said, oh, you, the ones who killed many of my companions, this was the time to take revenge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the people of Makkah, what do you think I will do with you? So the people of Makkah, they said, khayran akhun kareemin wabnu akhin kareemin, that we hope goodness from you. Why? Because you are a good man and a son of a good man. This is what the people of Makkah said. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idhabu fa antum at-tulaqa. Go, I have forgiven you all. You are free today. So this was the practice and the character and the qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Today I need to ponder over my situation. Am I ready to forgive even my closed relatives? He is forgiving those who caused harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and killed many of his companions. And this was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can say during the war. During war he had got these qualities and characters. Where do we stand today? This is the question that I need to ask myself. You all need to ask yourself. So do you know these seerah and this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to bring it in our life. I will just end on the two shi'ar regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanutwi Sahib, Bani Darul Ulum Deoband, the one who opened Darul Ulum Deoband, he used to say this shi'ar in the ta'arif and the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say, sabse pehle mashiyat ke anwar se naqshe ru'e Muhammad banaya gaya. Sabse pehle mashiyat ke anwar se naqshe ru'e Muhammad banaya gaya. Phir isi noor se mang kar roshni bazme kono makan ko sajaya gaya. With that same noor, the whole world was enlightened. Sabse pehle mashiyat ke anwar se naqshe ru'e Muhammad banaya gaya. Phir isi noor se mang kar roshni bazme kono makan ko sajaya gaya. Wo Muhammad bhi, Ahmed bhi, Mahmood bhi, aur husn mutlaq ka shahid bhi, mashhood bhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko apna didar baghair kisi parde ke karwaya. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Allah ko baghair parde ke dekha. Aur Allah ne apne aap ko aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko baghair parde ke dikhaya. Aur husn mutlaq ka shahid bhi, mashhood bhi. Wo ilm hikmat mein la mahdood bhi. Wo ilm hikmat mein la mahdood bhi. اور اسی طرح آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شان کو بیان کرنا حقیقت میں تو ہمارے بس کی بات ہی نہیں. کسی نے کیا خوب کہا, محمد کی محبت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, محمد کی محبت دین حق کی شرط اول ہے. محمد کی محبت دین حق کی شرط اول ہے. اسی میں ہوں اگر خامی تو سب کچھ نامکمل ہے. اسی میں ہوں اگر خامی تو سب کچھ نامکمل ہے. محمد کی محبت دین حق کی شرط اول ہے. اسی میں ہوں اگر خامی تو سب کچھ نامکمل ہے. نماز اچھی, روزہ اچھا, زکوٰۃ اچھی اور حج اچھا, مگر میں باوجود اس کے مسلمان کامل ہو نہیں سکتا. مگر میں اس کے باوجود مسلمان کامل ہو نہیں سکتا. نکٹ مرو جب تک خواجہ یثرب کی عزت پر. نکٹ مرو جب تک خواجہ یثرب کی عزت پر. خدا شاہد ہے میرا ایمان کامل ہو نہیں سکتا. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہم سب کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کو اپنی زندگی میں لانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین یا رب العالمین. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ